Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Okay, I finally figured out how to get in, and I finally figured out how to get this thing to start recording, and I finally figured out how to allow it to be me, allow it to allow me to be the admin and all that stuff. So, yeah, it'll take probably a couple more tries to get this figured out. But I thought it was going to be recording since 5:30, but it didn't. It didn't start recording until I dialed in and put in the right code number. If I signed in as a guest, it doesn't record. It only starts recording when the host signs in. So I'll have to make sure I sign in every single time. So I got another 6 minutes before this will stop recording, unless it allows me to do a 30-minute recording. I don't know. I guess we'll see, because I got a program for a 30-minute recording. So this one is Talk Shoe. TalkShoe.com. The other one we're testing out is called FreeConferencing.com. And you can find all of our podcasts on You find all of our podcasts on DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. I'm not really a D&D fan. David Ray is. I don't know about David Irish. But when we first came up with our name, DD&D, for David, David, and David, for our off-grid organic farm project, David Irish was joking around and called it Demented Dungeons and Dragons for DD&D. So that's where we kind of came up with that name. But it's not a bad name for a podcast. So we'll see. I'm not sure about the whole copyright thing with Dungeons and Dragons. We're not using it as our name. We're just using the domain name, Demented Dungeons and Dragons. But our podcast is actually called DD&D Podcast. But DDDpodcast.com was taken. So I went with Demented Dungeons and Dragons. But I guess I can go, there's other things I can do, and or other options. We also had DavidDavidAndDavid.com, and it's on a different server right now, but I'm working on moving it to my new server. And my new server has the podcast features. So, So I can put all my podcasts there. So once I move DavidDavidAndDavid.com over to the new server, then I may go ahead and recreate the new podcast site there, and just redirect Demented Dungeons and Dragons to that. So then it'll just be DavidDavidAndDavid.com/, well, what does it say here? Oh, here it is. /podcast. And then /whatever extensions after that. So, DavidDavidAndDavid.com. And then go to podcasts to find wherever I have it, whether it's at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or at DavidDavidAndDavid.com/podcasts. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things. We'll be talking about Demented Dungeons and Dragons. We'll be talking about religion, politics, freedom, liberty, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Not really so much of that, though. Farming, off-grid stuff, organic stuff, health, alternative health, God's medicine versus pharmaceuticals, sick care versus health care, free food and medicine, the whole nine yards. We're, for the most part, not shy about what we are willing to talk about. I'm a lot less shy than David Ray is, and David Irish is probably a little more PC than David Ray and I are. I'm more diplomatic. David Ray is more... I'm not sure what David Ray is, but David Ray is cool. Yeah. I'm definitely not PC, though. David Ray is probably more PC, like David Irish. And I'm just more diplomatic. So, there you go. There is our DD&D podcast. Like I said, we're in our trial stage right now, but once we get the ball rolling, people will be calling in and we'll be having some cool conversations. Lenny Ladner, if you go to scrap.com, Lenny Ladner is one of the freedom fighters that I support, promote. He's also a sponsor, or we're kind of dual sponsoring each other. He sponsors my website, truckerdate.com, and I sponsor him on truckerdate.com and on truckersed.com. Truckers Ed is an old idea that I've had. I had it up and running for a while, but I couldn't afford to keep it up and running, so I had to take it down. Well, I'm relaunching it for 2016. And it will be not totally free. It'll be free to view. Anybody can look at it. Anybody can sign up. It will have a 30-day free trial if you sign up, but I'm basically charging just a few bucks a year to help me maintain and run the site. That also helps keep out scammers and spammers. And it's strictly an educational site. People want to advertise. You can advertise in the banner ads, which we charge for that, extra for that. Or you can advertise in your educational material. But we don't allow or we don't promote people to advertise in their profile too much. I mean, you can put your, you can advertise in your logo or your your profile photo, you know, your company logo, and you can put information in your profile about your company. But any material that you post, like blogs, videos, and so on and so forth, they all have to be educational material, period. No questions asked. If it's not educational material, it will get removed. And, you know, if the person constantly posts things that would be considered non-educational, they would be removed from the site or banned from the site, whether they're a paid member or not. So, like I said, I want to promote an educational site so you can advertise in your educational material, but your material needs to be 90-95% educational, not like 90% advertisement and 5% educational. It has to be 90% educational minimum. So yeah, so that's what I have to say about that. So that's Trucker's Ed. We also have truckerdate.com. It's a dateline for drivers and anyone who wants to meet drivers. It's the original trucker dating site since 2003. I was the first one to come up with it or try to do it. People used to laugh at me, but now I have like a couple copycats out there. I'm still the best. I've got 2,200 members on there right now. You won't be able to see them until I just migrated a bunch of members over from my old site. So until they update their profiles, they're invisible. But once they update their profiles, they'll they'll be active and people can see them, but you won't be able to see people unless you're compatible to them. So it won't look like we have as many members on there as we really do. So it will only match you up with people that are compatible to you or compatible to your searches. If they're not compatible, you won't see them at all. So it's kind of cool. Anyways, and vice versa, they won't see you. And then, of course, you can like, you can share, you can follow people, whole nine yards. It's almost like a social network, but it's not. And then we got a matchmaking database, too. So that's pretty cool. So those are my two trucking sites. I was going to do Trucker Space. Trucker Space was originally kind of like not really a colleague. I call him I don't know what I call him. But I teamed up with them. You know, I had the Dateline. They had the Trucker Space and everything. I originally had a chat line for drivers, but I found them, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let you guys have the social network setting, and I'll just focus on the Dateline. So I paid them for advertising for a year, but the money got tight. And I couldn't afford, you know, to pay for advertising anymore. So I offered them a deal to barter. It's like, all right, we can team up together and we can, you know, divide and conquer. You know, you can do the social network and you can have all the members, everybody, and I'll be just strictly trucking, and I'll bring members to your site, you can bring members to me, and you know, we'll grow together. And they laughed at me. So I was like, what? I don't like being laughed at. So I relaunched my trucker chat, became their competition, and basically put them out of business, and now I own their domain name. So I thought about launching a social network out there for truckers besides Trucker's Ed, but there's already a bunch of them out there. And so I don't really need to do that. Later, Trucker Space tried to turn their site into a Dateline and be my competition. And they failed miserably trying. But anyways, that's, you know, well, I guess what they get for laughing at me. I'm the original trucker dating site. I plan on staying around, and I plan on getting better and better and better. The site I have now is the best site I've ever had. So we're growing, we're getting better. I got a bunch of different things going on. Like I said, my DD&D project, we have an off-grid organic hippie farm where we're going to be growing and raising hippies. Just kidding. Are we still recording? Yes, we're still recording. Okay, so this podcast is just you listening to me ramble for 3 minutes or more. Bum, bum, bum. DD&D. Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be producing our own food, utilities, and medicine. We believe in alternative health. We are Depslaws, if you will, or Depswa is actually the correct pronunciation. We are medicine men. David Irish is an herbologist. He's been studying for 20 to 40 years. David Ray, I call him the weedologist, but, you know, he studies wild edibles and how to live off the land. And he's been studying at least for a decade. And I am considered the aromatherapist because that's my primary field of expertise. I specialize in aromatherapy. I've been studying alternative health since 1990. 1993 is when actually when I first got into it in 1993. I got more hardcore into it in 96 and just kind of took off from there. And now I'm just like, I don't know. I studied herbology. I studied aromatherapy. I'm studying weedology as far as foraging goes. Wild edibles and how to live off the land. Kind of like from a survivalist point of view, but at the same time, a reality point of view. I mean, these pharmaceuticals are killing us. The food that we buy in the grocery stores are lacking in nutrients. So we're dying because we're not getting the proper food, nutrients, and medicine that we need. I'm 41 years old, and I'm healthier now than I was 20 years ago. My ex-wife, she's been sickly since I can remember. But she's been subscribing to modern medicine and modern everything. You know, fast food restaurants. Her and I both used to do drugs. She was probably more of an alcoholic than I was. I never really was an alcoholic. I never really liked to drink. I still don't really like to drink. I drink wine every now and then, and even then I cut it. So it's more like very powerful juice. But I don't really like alcohol. So I don't know that I would be, I don't think I ever was an alcoholic. I don't know if she ever was an alcoholic, but I know she liked her alcohol. So I'm not exactly sure what constitutes an alcoholic. Except, you know, I know my father was an alcoholic growing up, although he denies that he was an alcoholic. I know my brother was an alcoholic, if not still one, a recovering alcoholic. My dad still drinks, but he's not addicted like he used to be. My last girlfriend kind of was an alcoholic. Her ex-husband and her both were alcoholics. So, and I've dated a couple other people who were classified as alcoholics. So, well, I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, health. Alternative health. So my ex-wife, you know, she has all these problems. I mean, she's had a pacemaker for, I don't know how long now, at least 5 years. She's in her 30s, and she's got a pacemaker. She has all these other mental and physical health problems. She subscribes to modern medicine and all of this garbage. You know, here I am, I'm 40 years old, 41 to be exact, and I'm healthier now than I was 20 years ago. So that's basically where I'm going with that. Alternative health, that's what we do at DED&D. So our podcasts will reflect that. Farming, doing everything organic, or as organic as possible. We're not going to be certified because we don't believe in the New World Order and the New World Order regulations. So we won't be any. The only certifications or any licenses that we will get is things that we are basically forced to get by the New World Order because we don't have a choice. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. You know, we can't get enough people in this country to stand up against the New World Order. And, you know, then we don't have a choice but to let the rest of us don't have a choice but to let them bully us. You know, so we got to stand up. We got to start standing up together. And that's another thing that we'll be talking about on our podcast is freedom, liberty. I'm a follower of Ron Paul. So we'll have Ron Paul's weekly updates as much as possible on our podcast. We'll be inviting Lenny Ladner to the podcast to give his message. And his message is basically to vote no on anything that increases the size, the cost, extends the reach, and the power of government. And that's anywhere, everywhere. Your local government, federal government, the New World Order, the whole nine yards. You know, like the UN. What are we doing in the UN? What is the UN doing here? We don't need them. They are the New World Order. We need to get out. All right? We need to get the New World Order, the UN, out of our business. We need to shrink our government. We got too much government. We got too much corruption in government. The whole nine yards. So, I'm going to have to shut down the computer because a guy is going to need it to do his hazmat testing. So I'm just going to keep talking for another 15 minutes and see if it lets me keep recording. And we'll just kind of go from there. So that's what we do, and that's what we'll be talking about on our DD&D podcast. Health, nutrition, freedom, liberty, organic farming, other hippie stuff, metaphysical stuff, religion. We're into philosophy. All that stuff. Oh, I guess that guy wasn't the one who pulled up. It's somebody else. But that's okay. We'll just keep talking. Packing up the laptop. And then I guess I'm going to go take me a power nap after I get off the phone with you guys. And then get up, upload all this stuff, download and upload the recording if I can figure out how this website works, and put it on my website at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. But yeah, so check us out in the future. We'll have our call-in numbers and codes and all that stuff. So you can call in and chat with us and other people. And go from there. So yeah, just let us know what you guys want to talk about or what you want to hear about. And we'll include all that into our podcast. Let's see, what else? Hang on a second. Oh, okay, I guess that guy is here. Somebody else is here also. So I'm going back to my truck. And we're trying to figure out all this podcast stuff so that I could do the call-ins while I'm driving. I don't gotta sit and monitor it and babysit it on the computer. Then I can go get on the computer later and move it over to our website and have it to where everybody can hear it. Get the radio jamming up in here. So yeah. But yeah, we're not afraid to talk about anything for the most part. David Ray is probably a little more bashful than the other two of us. And other people that might be calling in, obviously. But we pretty much talk about anything and everything 90% of the time. So, there you go. Get situated up in here. Got some dishes I need to do and some refrigerator stuff to put away. But now I'm starting to kind of be bored and confused about what I should talk about. What should I talk about? Tell me what I should be talking about. No, I'm just kidding. Oh yeah, KCLA International. If you want your own podcast, Sai, I mean, you can do your recordings and everything where I'm doing my recordings. Well, like I said, once I play with these podcasts and see which one I like the best, I'll let you know and you can go from there. We got TalkShoe and we got freeconferencing.com. I like TalkShoe because we can go ahead and pre-program a session to record, hopefully record, ahead of time. And we all just call in and bada boom, bada bing. Like I said, that's the one that I'm testing right now, so I don't know exactly if it's working, how it's working, what. Free conferencing is pretty cool, but the problem with it is you have to be online. At the time of the conference so that you can record the conversation. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So, yeah. KCLAinternational.com is where you can find my corporate, you know, location, my corporate site. That's where my two business partners are, where if you need any help with your websites, web design, web marketing, the whole nine yards, we can help you there. Just get with my business partners, Terry and or Jamie, and they will hook you up. David Ray is pretty much the representative for my off-grid organic farm and retreat. So if you need anything in reference to that, he would be the one to call. His number is at daviddavidanddavid.com. And like I said, he'll take care of you. What else do I got going on? I mean, I don't have any sponsors yet for this podcast, so I'm the only sponsor. So I guess you got to put up with my advertisements. But I got a couple other sponsors for, say, my Dateline. I've got Trucker's Choice Weekly magazine, and you can find them at truckerschoice.com. They're pretty cool people. I really like the boss lady up there. She is really awesome. A very nice and caring person, her and her husband. And yeah, I'm just really happy with doing business with them. I've been in business with them for almost 2 years now, at least a year. It's been a long time. Wow. But I'm really happy with them. I really like them. So they're one of my sponsors for TruckerDate.com. And I'm dual sponsoring them as well. I have them on TruckersEd and TruckerDate.com. Then those are my two main sponsors, Trucker's Choice and Lenny Ladner. VoteForLenny.com or ScrapGovScrap.com. And of course, I'm promoting the TA and Petro Stay Fit workout rooms. So if you're a truck driver, you need to go check that out. They have over 50 different stay fit rooms, workout rooms in over 50 different locations across the U.S. And I think maybe one or two in Canada, but I'm not sure about that. So, yeah, TA and Petro stay fit rooms. And, I don't know, I guess that's it, really. I got some other date lines. You can check out my affiliate links at datingshepherd.com. That shepherd is in the shepherd of the flock, datingshepherd.com. Oh, I have an astrology site. We'll be talking about astrology every now and then. My astrology sites are datingbythesigns.com. datingbythesigns.info. I actually turned the .com into a .net. It's a social network. And eventually, maybe hopefully, I will actually turn that into a dateline. And the dateline will be at the .com. So, yeah, so you have datingbythesigns.info. That's my info site. Or you can learn astrology there from me, or you can go to datingbythesigns.net and learn about astrology through my social network. And eventually, maybe datingbythesigns.com, which will be an actual dateline, an astrological dateline. But I've been working on that for 5 years, and I still haven't been able to make that work. So we'll see what happens over the next 5 years. Yeah. And then we have offgriddating.com. It's a social network, but soon, maybe in 2017, I'll be upgrading it to an actual dateline like I have truckerday.com. But I need to get truckerday.com stabilized and where I want it before I'm going to put more money into off-grid dating. But off-grid dating has been growing substantially, so it is my next best idea. All my other stuff just kind of peter-patters around, you know, whatever. But trucker dates really took off in the beginning. People, there was a need for it. And off-grid dating seems like there's a need for that as well. So it's growing pretty fast already. And I'm hardly even advertising it. You know, so that's pretty good. People are Googling that. So, yeah, primarily I'm just a freedom fighter. I was going to run for Congress, but I just haven't really got around to doing that. Lenny Ladner wants me to run for Congress. And I still have my website, voteforkano.com. where I do have my freedom fighter information, you know, but I'm not officially running at this time for anything. Because I'm a truck driver. I can't be around to do any of that stuff. And I'm not, Lenny's not a politician either. I'm not a politician. But Lenny's got more passion in running for office than I do. So, it's more his thing, so I promote him as much as possible. But maybe one of these days I'll run for something because I'm a freedom fighter too. And, you know, I'm about more freedom, more liberties, you know, more power to the people. So, and Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a liberty movement in South Africa. And I like the Ubuntu Party better than I do any party that we have to choose from here in the U.S. So I'm thinking about incorporating and adopting the Ubuntu party here in the U.S. So check that out, UbuntuParty.something. Just Google Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu Party, and Ubuntu Community. That's really cool, too. But I got all that information at on my website, daviddavidanddavid.com. So, it's been probably 30 minutes. It's been at least 30 minutes. Where's my phone? I can't find my phone. So it's been at least 30 minutes, and somebody tried to call me. Dun, dun, dun. Unknown is probably Prepper Girl. I call her Prepper Girl because I met her on a prepper dating website. But I was interested in her, but she's hung up on some dude in Amsterdam who's a disaster. Not waiting to happen, a disaster that's already happened. And I don't know what her deal is, but I don't know. I realized that she's too far out there for me anyways. I'm not a prepper, per se. I'm more of a survivalist. And a freedom fighter. So I guess that's it for our podcast for today, if it's still recording. I guess we'll find out later. I'm going to take me a little power nap. It's now 6 o'clock. Take me a little power nap while the other guy does his hazmat training. And get up in an hour, 7 o'clock Central Time, and get online and see what's up with this podcast. And see if I can move it over to our website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, D&D podcast. David. Alrighty, well, you guys have a good one, and hope you have a good Christmas, even though I don't believe or practice Christmas. We'll probably have that podcast later, I don't, you know, whatever. So, yeah, and a happy new year. Okay, bye.